This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
All right, who needs a hug? Who needs a big hug? Amanda, you sent me this meme yesterday. Let me read it. We need 4 hugs a day for survival. We need 8 hugs a day for maintenance. Mm. We need 12 hugs a day for growth.
Sent it to you because the last time you were touched by another human was when I cut your hair in March in the studio.
That was incidental touching.
Well, but that was the last time you felt someone else's skin on your skin.
Rather frightening. But frankly, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who will say this, I don't need a hug. I don't feel deprived.
Based on those statistics, you're in the whole hundreds of hugs.
Let's see.
You're going to need one long squeezy smothering by the time I see you.
You know me by now. I'm not a cuddly, feely, touchy person. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. And I hope this doesn't sound like...
Even just hearing you say, I don't need a hug, makes me think you really need a hug.
What I was going to say was, I hope this doesn't make me sound like a cold, uncaring person. I am not. But I don't need a hug. I live alone. Let's state that right now. So, except when I'm in a store, that's the only human contact I'm having, and looking at you through a computer monitor in the afternoon. But you're right. I haven't physically touched another human being in, I don't know, what is it, 8, 9 weeks now? I've lost track. There are people like me, Amanda. Now, it doesn't mean I don't enjoy people. I do miss sitting down and looking at somebody right face to face, or going to dinner, or doing things, or working out together, or whatever the activity is. I do miss that. Thanks for holding.
I hate to break the news to Amanda, too, but I'm not one to hug. I mean, I'll accept the hug. I don't like it. And I won't even hold hands or anything with my wife in public. I just find it very cheesy and awkward.
Right. If somebody that I know and like, if I see them and they come up and give me a hug, yes, I'm going to hug back.
I agree.
It's not like, ooh, wrap yourself around me and squeeze me, please.
No, I'm the same way.
All right. Good man.
That's right.
Hey, thank you.
Have a good one.
All right.